Utah filmmaker Trent Harris has a simple philosophy about his method.
I just try to make a film that I like, that I would like to go see. That's really it in a nutshell.
A retrospective of his work is on display at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art, or UMOCA. Harris said he's had a creative impulse from a very young age.
This is the first photograph I ever took at age 11, and it was at my sister's wedding reception. And if you notice, it's sort of a traditional photo of the people standing around, but there's an octopus flying over her head. And I remember when I took the picture, I thought, boy, I better not put that octopus in there. It was, the picture was taken at an aquarium. And then I thought, wow, the octopus is what makes it really work. It was at that moment that I developed what I call a benevolent respect for the bizarre.
And that reverence for the bizarre didn't leave him, even when he first began to work with film.
I made my first film when I was 18 years old in 1970. And every day since, one way or another, I've been working on a project.
What was that film, that first film you made?
It was called Mud. And what it was about? Mud. I went out to the Great Salt Lake and took pictures of mud and then put it to a Jimi Hendrix soundtrack. I wish I still had it.
In the decades that followed, Trent Harris made films that became cult favorites, like Reuben and Ed, starring Crispin Glover and Ed Harris.
My cat can eat a whole watermelon!
And the Mormon theology-inspired, low-budget sci-fi film Plan 10 from Outer Space.
Here's the book. Type the title page.
Plan 10 from Outer Space.
Plan 10 from Outer Space? You know, Jason, I have a feeling about this. This is a biggie.
One scene from that latter film shows a naked man from behind at the This Is the Place monument on Salt Lake City's East Bench. I asked Harris if he needed permission to get that shot.
I never get permission from anybody to do anything. That's a big mistake, is to ask people's permission. It's just like, what do I care? What are they going to do, sue me? For what? All the money I make? Good luck.
But for years, Harris has also worked as a traveling producer for public television, which he says helps to pay the bills.
Yeah, I pay the bills by being a journalist, a television journalist. So I produce television for a PBS series called Religion and Ethics.
He also did a lot of traveling and writing, even publishing a travelogue called The Wild Goose Chronicles that follows him from L.A. to Timbuktu in Mali and even Utah. There's more to this Utah original than just film. And other mediums are also represented in the show.
Yeah, my favorite piece, I think, in the whole show is a photograph, a photographic collage I did that's 16 feet long, 16 feet by 6 feet, I think. It's huge. And it's a kind of a compilation of images that I've collected over the last few years that sort of chronicle my life. There are polygamists and flying saucers and monks and Maasai warriors and parade happy people blowing bubbles, and just all kinds of images that I've stitched together in what I think is kind of a portrait of my brain.
Also on display in the museum are objects from various of Harris's films, including the prop cat from Reuben and Ed, and a beehive alien head from Plan 10 from Outer Space. The retrospective Trent Harris Echo Cave is open now until April 26th at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art, Kitty Corner from the Salt Lake Temple. In downtown Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for KCPW.